the Power Trip After Party Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Hi, this is Sarah Fuller.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We're jumping right into it. We're already rolling. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show, and welcome to Minneapolis and the Fan. And we're so happy to have you as part of the Minnesota Aurora.
Thank you. I'm so excited for this. So, yeah.
Were you as excited if you, I don't know if you even looked, but when you woke up and actually saw the temperature in Minnesota this morning, did you stay excited about coming to Minnesota?
Oh, well, thankfully it'll just be in the summer, but yeah, I'm missing out on that cold weather for sure.
Sarah, from all the tweeting that you've done, is the most responses you've ever gotten is from asking Minnesotans for taco recommendations?
That is the best thing I could have ever received. It wasn't any hate or anything. It was just taco restaurants, and I absolutely loved it.
What were some of them, if you know off the top of your head? Do you remember any of them?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I made a whole list, literally in my notes, so I definitely have them in my back pocket. So see me around at the taco restaurants for sure.
Again, the Minnesota Aurora is a new pre-professional soccer team in the new USLW League. Begins play on May 26th at TCO Stadium here in the Twin Cities, and we're happy to have you. And by the way, there are two team owners in this room, myself and Max, so we're happy to have you as part of our squad.
Yeah, I heard. And I think that's what makes this team just so special is, how many people are invested in it. So I can't wait to get out there and play and see everybody out there.
Hey, Sarah, obviously you have a history with football in the past. Have you ever considered trying out for our local women's football team, the Minnesota Vixen?
We have some teams here in Texas, and I've hung out with them, and I think they're fantastic. But, soccer is my sport, but I'm all for, women playing football. So definitely we'll go out and try to watch some games if I can.
So you live in Texas, as I mentioned. You graduated from Vanderbilt in May of 2021, and now you're a grad school student. Is that right? At the University of North Texas?
Yes. Yeah, I'm getting my MBA in sports entertainment management. It's a super great program here.
That's what I was going to ask you. I read that was the major. Tell me what that means for you career wise. What are you looking to do as you move on after you have this degree?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to, aspire to play professionally for sure, soccer, and, also looking to go into the sports world, whether that's, being an agent or, kind of working in the business side of professional soccer. That's definitely something I'm looking into pursuing for sure.
When you kicked at Vanderbilt in a Power 5 football game, how many doors did that open for you, just professionally or just things that you didn't know were available that all of a sudden became available?
Yeah, I mean, it honestly changed my life. I mean, originally I was going to go into hospital administration and, just finish out my soccer career. And now it's, I have this opportunity with Minnesota because of it. And, it's really opened up my world, and I've been able to meet so many amazing people from it, so many amazing women and other trailblazers. So it's just incredible all the connections I've been able to make, and I'm very grateful for it for sure.
Had you kicked any footballs in high school, anything like that before that all happened? I really don't know the history behind that, how that came to be.
Yeah, so not really. It was funny because the semester beforehand, I was messing around with my teammates in soccer, and we were taking field goals but with soccer balls, and we would just work our way back, basically goal kicks, and I ended up making one from the 50 yard line, and then a semester later the football team got hit with COVID and all the kickers got knocked out from quarantine and all this stuff, so they called to the soccer team, which we had just won the SEC championship. I even made an assist from midfield during one of the games, and they called the soccer team, and they're like, hey, do you know anybody that would be good fit for this? We need someone for this game. And so they called me, and I was out within 30 minutes trying out and kicking field goals. And then I ended up signing as a dual sport athlete. So it literally changed within a matter of 30 minutes. It was,
wow.
It was crazy.
That's, and again, you had no idea that was coming, and then suddenly, I believe you kicked two extra points actually in the game, so you're in the record books forever getting that done, and you're part of Vanderbilt history.
Yeah, no, and I'm so proud of that. The kickoff and everything was amazing, and it was cool to be the first woman to play, but actually to go out there and score points and have my name up on the board meant more to me. So that was that was what I'm most proud about for sure.
So how far do you think you could kick a field goal? Do you think you get a 40-yarder?
One time in practice, I hit like, I think it was like a 43-yarder or something like that. And again, I had like a week to prepare.
Yeah.
I kick it like a soccer ball. So I definitely think with more training and more practice, I could get better at it for sure.
But of course, your specialty is you're a goalkeeper when it comes to soccer. Anything that involves trying to keep anything out of goal, whether it be hockey and soccer, I think that's fascinating. I think it's very hard. When it comes to actually trying to keep somebody from making a penalty kick, though, are you guessing most of the time, or are you actually watching till the moment they kick the ball?
Yeah, that's funny, because like a lot of the time I'll do research on like who's taken PKs in the past, and so I do keep track of like where they've gone. So that's helpful, and I'll normally just go like to the side that they've chosen in the past. But if it's like someone totally random, I do my best to read their footwork and the way they're approaching the ball. But at the end of the day, it's definitely not a 50-50 opportunity for the goalkeeper. But yeah, you kind of have to go out there and give it your best. And it is what it is at the end of the day, if they score or not. So
more nerve wracking, kicking a field goal or stopping a soccer goal in a whatever
in a big game,
a big game when it's just you and the other person.
Oh, what's more nerve wracking? Probably the soccer piece, like trying to save a goal and everything, just because I'm like more passionate about that, and that's what I want to, you know, be able to execute, and I've trained for it, so I'd probably say that for sure.
Going back to doors that opened after your time in football, I read that you were invited to Joe Biden's presidential inauguration and got to introduce Vice President Kamala Harris. How did that come about, and what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, that was really crazy. I just got an email saying that they were, you know, interested in me announcing the vice president. And I was like, well, yes, of course, that's such an honor, and that they would even consider me. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the White House or anything because of COVID. But I mean, the fact that I got to go out there, and I bought a nice power suit, and I went out there, and it was a lot of fun, and definitely an honor for sure. I will always remember that.
Again, we're talking to the newest member of the Minnesota Aurora, a new pre-professional soccer team in the new USLW League, beginning play on May 26th. Tickets are available. Team was founded by a group of Twin Cities residents and announced last June as a founding member of the new USLW League. Exciting not only for the Twin Cities, but for all of women's sports that this league and leagues like this continue. For people uneducated about it and for any reason, tell us what the difference between this league you're playing in and a professional soccer league is.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a stepping stone into like the NWSL. It's an opportunity for college athletes and people, you know, outside of college and everything who are wanting to go pro and kind of wanting that challenge and that next level. I'm just so excited because it's the right thing for me at this time. I definitely need that next challenge and something to prepare me when I do decide to enter the draft. So I'm so thankful that this came about at the right time, the perfect time for me. And I think it's a great opportunity if there's any girls out there, you know, playing college soccer that are interested in possibly going pro. This is definitely something that you should look into.
It's a great stepping stone between college and pro, basically for in layman's terms, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Again, Sarah Fuller, and down in Texas right now, where it's very, very warm, and coming up to Minnesota, and very exciting because you get to play at TCO Stadium. You're going to love the facility out there. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, I just want to know, in terms of preparation, any music in particular that you listen to before a game?
That's a leading question, Sarah. We heard that you are a fan of the band Shinedown, and he is the biggest Shinedown fan in America. Is that true or is that not true?
I love Shinedown. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen them in concert, probably like 10-plus times, and they have a new album coming out. I'm so excited for it. So,
what do you think of Planet Zero?
What's it again?
What do you think of Planet Zero?
Oh, I love that song. I'm so stoked for the new album. I hope it, you know, rocks hard. So super, super excited for them. And then Zach Myers, the guitarist, followed me on Twitter, and I was like fangirled so hard. So I'm super excited for that new album.
The guy you're talking to, Zach, was in Vegas last Friday to see them, actually. He told us all he was going out there to work, but he actually just went out there for a Shinedown concert.
I love it. I don't blame him.
Hey, Sarah, here's a question going back to when you were kicking at Vandy. Do you watch, like, pro football now? Like, say, I don't know, the Minnesota Vikings, and when they miss wide left or wide right, you're like, that guy does not know what he's doing out there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I get tweets all the time, like, will you come try out for the Vikings? And I'm like, guys, come on. you know, I am a Cowboys fan at heart, but I'm so excited to be able to, like, play at the Vikings, you know, training facility. So there's probably going to be a little piece of me that, you know, okay, Vikings, let's go quietly. But no, I'm so excited, especially that field just looks incredible and the facility and everything. I think that'll just be, you can't beat that. That's just incredible to be able to train there.
Well, there's a lot of people supporting the team and a lot of people, as you could tell yesterday from the reaction on Twitter, excited to get you up here. Sarah Fuller, it's good to talk to you for the first time. We're excited to get you in studio when you do make it up here so you and Zach can talk about Shinedown and rock out to the new album. But thank you very much for your time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there she is. And by the way, Sarah Fuller, I just read this. She didn't allow a goal for 440 consecutive minutes during the season, her
senior season.
Wow. I don't even know.
Do you think after hearing Buffalo Bill ask her about Shinedown, do you think she's reconsidered?
Oh, my God. I just got a press release.
Oh, no. What happened?
She's decided not to sign with the team now.
She quit.
She's afraid that she's quit soccer altogether.
Do you like Shinedown?
Exactly. You want to see my basement?
Yeah. You can come over. We can listen together.
By the way, I walked in about 5 minutes late. So when I walked in, Zach was standing at my microphone, and he gave me the signal, like, hey, you want to switch? I'm like, no, do your thing. And he waited and stood by this microphone for 10 minutes just to go, do you like Shinedown? Oh, you do? Okay.
And then
gave me the microphone.
Do you like Planet
Had
Zero?
Had to ask. Do you like Planet Zero? Have you seen my baseball?
Honestly, I was afraid she had no idea what the hell you were talking about. And I at first thought Planet Zero was the place you bought your pot.
I thought it was like a movie or something.
Yeah, because it's always great to expose, right? If she's like, huge Shinedown fan, I've seen them, you know, 12 times and they're my favorite band. And then Zach goes, massive deep cut.
Yeah.
Do you love song blank? And she's like,
never heard it.
I don't know that one.
She
are you not a big fan of that? What are you, an idiot, Sarah?
Yeah.
Dumb or something?
She mentioned the new Zero album. I knew she knew what that was.
And you were gambling.
I wasn't gambling.
Almost made your guess look dumb.
No way she wasn't going to get that.
I like how Max asks her about, like, introducing the vice president, and you're like, do you like Shinedown?
Yeah. I went on her Instagram. She's got a bunch of pictures that shows on there.
She's 22 years old and 6'2".
Wow.
Jeez!
Don't say it.
That's
man, good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Also, to say, no relation, by the way. We do have the same last name.
Not yet, at least.
Ooh, good point.
Because I walked in 5 minutes late, can I ask the question I was going to ask?
Oh, dear God.
And it's embarrassing if you guys didn't, honestly. Did any of you ask
about unnecessary roughness?
Correct.
No.
What?
Not a lick.
Jesus. How do you do an interview with a female kicker and not ask about Kathy Ireland?
She's 22.
Yeah, she
has
no idea.
No chance she had any idea what we were talking
do
about.
Do you like Kathy Ireland?
Yeah, that was the question we had
Who
to
is
ask right there.
Kathy Ireland.
See what I'm saying?
Have you seen the movie Necessary Roughness?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen this Machine Man thing you guys.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yep.
No, I saw him on Saturday.
Machine
Gunner, right?
Man.
Yeah, the Gunner. Yep, Micro Machines.
Oh, okay.
How about the Gunner? Zach's guy, the Gunner, said he performed at the NHL All-Star Game halftime show.
He said that?
And, Twitter's like, hey, Gunner, there is no halftime at hockey.
It kind of was.
Yeah, he's in Jackass.
And his comeback was, you guys know what I meant.
Yeah, he knew.
It's like, bite me, Gunner.
Megan Fox was in Jackass.
I'm sure she was.
She was enjoying the suite.
Anyway,
funny story with that.
Oh, great.
I came out wrong. There's this woman or whatever, and she was covering for an outlet, but her husband's a photographer.
Was she covered in semen?
And,
wow, your mic's on.
Covered in semen.
Zach.
In the auxiliary.
Zach! Sarah's still on the phone.
Oh, thanks for making that clear.
And we all heard semen. Do you like Planet Semen?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
What was the rest of the story?
So he sent her a photo of, oh, here's Machine Gun Kelly and whatever woman he brought here with. And it's like, that's Megan Fox. Like,
know
she's
Megan
a
Fox?
Significantly bigger deal.
Yeah, that would be the equivalent of you not knowing who Kathy Ireland is.
Yeah.
Kathy Ireland has been on the cover of Sports Illustrated something like three times.
What's
swimsuit
Sports
model.
Illustrated?
Exactly.
I know, isn't that something?
Swimsuit model from the 80s and 90s. But
and
arguably, she is one of the greatest actresses of all time. She played Lucy, and Lucy was, I think her last name was...
Careful Hockey.
Ball?
What was her last name?
Planet
Hale?
Zero.
Lucy.
Is it Hale? Somebody look it up.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Lucy Hale.
So her name was Lucy. She was a kicker. Much like Sarah Fuller, she was on the soccer
here
team.
Here it is. I got it right here. Lucy Pussy.
That's her actual
That was her character's name.
She's
on the
Swedish?
Show. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say.
But Zachary, in Necessary Roughness, Lucy was a soccer player.
Uh-huh.
And the football team needed a kicker.
Yeah.
So they had Lucy kick field goals for the Texas State Armadillos.
Lucy
and
Draper.
Played by Paul Blake, quarterback
Draper.
Paul Blake.
Draper? Draper.
Lucy Draper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Smoke show.
Yep.
She was Kathy
just,
Ireland, man.
Still is. Just beautiful.
Which one?
And Manu Manu the Slender did not want
no.
Lucy to get hurt.
He
Here goes Scott Bakula.
I went right. I said right.
Yeah. Well, Scott Bakula. Swipe right on Scott Bakula.
Man, Scott
Bakula. Quarterback
the
Paul
best.
Blake.
Oh boy, and
you probably know him as whatever agent from NCIS.
Oh yeah,
New Orleans.
Yeah. Of course, I watch NCIS New Orleans all the time.
Quantum Leap, but he will always be my quarterback.
Yeah, good film. Okay. Who farted?
I'll give you five guesses.
Who
Planet
farted?
Zero.
I'm looking at pictures of Kathy Ireland right now, and I'm getting an erection.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! You've said semen, pussy, and erection.
I had
the first
three
of the
posters
podcast,
of her.
How
up
come
in my
it's
room?
So much dirtier when he says
I
it?
I don't know.
Did you notice that,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, it is the way that he says it.
Yes,
it's
you know
your
what?
Cadence.
That didn't come out wrong.
Yeah,
that didn't
that
come out
right.
Right. That came out wrong.
Snowball.
But how about first 10 minutes of this podcast are like, yeah, women's empowerment, women's soccer,
yeah.
Women's sports. And then Zach's like, Planet Semen.
Yeah, why are you like that, Zach?
Yeah, Zach.
I didn't say Planet Semen. That was
you just
this
said
is,
it.
The rest
I just
of this
did.
Is trash.
Yeah, that's just trash.
Is it where we had 20 minutes?
Planet
yet?
Semen be really, really weird planet.
Oh, name of the podcast.
Would it technically be proof of alien life if there was a Planet Semen?
Well,
Jesus
Christ, I guess
that's
sure.
A good question. Nobody ever asked this to NASA. They need to give me a credential at one of them NASA press conferences
we're 17
so I can
minutes.
Ask that.
And for those of you who gave us a chance because you wanted to hear the Sarah Fuller interview, we apologize.
Yeah, we lost
I
those
mean,
people.
Yeah,
Zach
right.
wrecked
so, yeah.
it.
You guys really didn't ask about Necessary Roughness?
No.
No, why would we do that?
Yeah.
There's no chance a 22-year-old knows what Necessary Roughness
is. But she's probably been asked about that so many times since she kicked for Vanderbilt because it's the identical story. Soccer player, female
COVID.
Soccer player turned... college kicker. That's exactly what the movie was about. Or at
right,
least
right, right.
Kathy
true,
Ireland's
right.
role.
You're right. Well, if you hadn't been Ooh. Beaten off in the bathroom, you could have come here and asked the question.
Yeah. You hadn't been hammering your Janssen.
Boy, we have lost them all. Anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who tuned in to hear, we apologize.
So, some mom was going, I'd like you to hear this interview so you can get inspired. Like talking to her daughter, right? Like 10-year-old daughter. Let's listen to Sarah Fuller's interview at the Power Trip. You could be the next Sarah Fuller. And then at the 12-minute mark.
Even worse.
The mother is terrified.
Even worse.
What's that?
Careful.
Sarah Fuller sending this interview to all of her family and friends.
Yeah,
hey, look what I was on.
We should probably cut up two versions. cut
yeah,
up the first half. Just this is just the, and then the whole interview, and then the entire
well,
podcast.
But to Zach's point,
yeah.
The friends and family members that were sent this link, I think stopped listening about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? There's no way they got to this point.
They heard Planet Semen and they just
right
dropped off.
How high
I think
are you?
They said, why did we allow Sarah to be on that radio show?
Yeah, that's true. You're right, right, you're right. Well, she's a big deal. She got to go to the inauguration and got to be on this podcast.
You like Planet Zero?
I think she lit up, and that was probably the most engaged she was the entire interview.
No.
She
great
loves talking about Shinedown.
Nobody likes
Who
talking
doesn't?
About Shinedown. Even the people in the band don't like talking about Shinedown. Okay.
By the way, have you ever seen a band in like a theater setting?
Yeah, it's sweet.
No, none of us have.
Holy
no, not
shit.
One.
Nope. Never,
I
it's
had
never
before.
Happened.
I had before yesterday.
Hockey's played in a theater
or
setting.
For Friday. I haven't played before. I haven't done that before Friday.
Are and you high?
The sound is so much
no, it's
better.
Cool. You got... That is pretty sweet, but have you guys ever seen him like in a basketball arena?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Man, have you ever seen a band outside?
You
Wait,
seen, You ever seen a band
plugged
inside?
In or unplugged?
Either one.
Yes.
You ever, go ahead, Mess.
No, I was just going to say, have you ever seen them in a band shell?
Yeah.
Wonder why they call it band shell.
Zach, you fucking ruined it.
Zach, this was going to be the podcast.
This is the one that was going to break it all for us. Yeah, man.
You know, we actually have to cut this podcast short to go have a meeting about this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
We really?
So would you please do me a favor?
Don't repeat to in the meeting, Hockey, what you said to me about a half hour ago.
I won't, I promise. Do me a favor, though, for real. Cut up two versions of this podcast.
I will.
Make one of them just her, then this entire podcast with her and the entire podcast, and make sure it's well documented in the title. This one says fuck a lot.
This one says fuck a lot.
Yeah,
and
so
make
say
sure
this.
You put all of the headphones you stole from Jared back.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy from Subway. Yeah, you might want to de-louse these things.
Yeah, always was a very nice guy to me face to face.
You did say that. That's you so loved weird. That guy.
I'm going to die on that hill. I'm not in favor of
I
what he did.
I wouldn't die on that hill.
But
you don't have a
very,
bad thing to say.
He was a very nice guy, and he was a solid interview at Radio Row at the Final Four.
Again,
he
I
seemed
think that's
to
a hill
care about
could
basketball.
Not die on. Probably.
They didn't put that on the notes that they gave
No, I don't believe during the sentencing part of the court proceedings, I don't think Jared stood up and said, but I was very nice to Justin Gard and Corey Cope, yeah. So can I do a little less than 20 years?
Yeah.
Time off for good behavior, Radio Row interviews? No, that doesn't – didn't move the meter.
So you weren't a character witness then in that?
No, but I would have said, look, I've only met him twice for 10 minutes at a time, and he was a sweetheart both times.
Did you hear what he said, though, at the trial? Have you guys ever heard that? He actually stood up and said – the biggest mistake I ever made was saying those fucking sandwiches were good.
Oh, wow. They're sponsoring this.
I like Subway.
So, I love it too, man.
There was one more thing I had to ask you, sons of bitches. I remember what it was.
Do you like Planet 13?
Oh, yeah, I want to say this before we go because I'll forget about it. Am I the only one that didn't know Pearl Jam was a reference to jizz?
I didn't.
I had no idea.
I did not know that either.
I didn't know that.
When you tweeted that, I thought it was weird because. Everybody knows the Mookie Blaylock story, at least everybody in our generation, the ones that know who Kathy Ireland is. I thought it was the reference to Eddie Vedder's grandmother.
Absolutely.
But then when you tweeted that, everybody else said that Eddie has dismissed the grandmother rumor.
Right.
This is just Nikki Six putting this out there.
No.
I have no idea.
That's
what I always thought it was.
On the Smartless podcast yesterday, Eddie Vedder is the guest this week. And the last question's from Will Arnett. And he says, I got to know. And he doesn't say yes, but everybody on the podcast, the three guys are like, he's smiling right now. He's obvious. This is, and so they start making jokes about it. So Eddie didn't say, yeah, that's what it is. But from their reaction, he's obviously smiling and nodding. And
so they didn't want to go as Pearl Necklace, so they went as Pearl Jam instead?
I guess, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, for real. That's what it's in reference
Zach
to.
Now Zach has new questions for
Do
Sarah
you like
Fuller.
Pearl Jam?
Do you like Pearl Jam? Oh, God.
All right, let's go have a meeting about this piece of S we just cut. Don't forget, please edit this up. Please, Zach, please. Thank you. Sorry, Sarah Fuller and your family.